Good morning, happy new year. It's January something. God knows what it is, I have an idea, let me look. It's January the 8th, 7:44 a.m. January the 8th, 2015. Gotta start some new directories. 2015. Yeah, well, this is quite a struggle after, I don't know, what is it, 2 weeks or 3 weeks, something? Quite a long time since I've walked. And the footing is terrible. I've already fallen once. mostly tripping on my own feet, trying to get through a snowbank. And it wasn't, as far as I know, I wasn't hurt. But it was like, oh, crap. So yeah, I'm out, I'm walking slow, but I'm walking. That's just really the key part. So, so much has happened, and I don't remember exactly when the last time it was that we spoke. But we've had Christmas, we've had New Year's. I'm pretty sure I haven't walked since Christmas. I know I haven't walked since New Year's. Oh, actually, it probably says... I look at my voice recorder. Yeah, it probably does say, but it won't show it to me while the recorder's running, apparently. Okay, well. Anyway, the 22nd, a couple days before. Oh, that's right, the day after Yule, the day after the solstice, I did walk. Oh, yeah. And, I only know that because when I was looking, I managed to shut the recorder off. So now I've got two files to splice together today when I get back. It's always something. It's a gorgeous morning, I will say that. Yeah, it's a nearly full moon. Actually, I think it's just gone past full, actually. There's supposed to be a naked eye visible comet up there, somewhere around Orion in the middle of the night. I'll have to see if I can get out after dark tonight to see. So almost every day that I didn't walk was either sub-zero, and after Christmas, almost every day since Christmas has been below 10 degrees when I was able to walk in the morning, and then the days got out of hand by the time the temperature got up. It snowed. It snowed yesterday. I was also to go for my walk yesterday, and by the time I got back from taking the kid to school, there's snow everywhere. Like, no, it'll wait. The first few days are going to be painful, I know that. I'm not pushing very hard. I'm just trying to get it done. So, I met my friend Ron. He lives someplace in this neighborhood. I've mentioned him before. And wished him a happy new year. He usually walks earlier than this, but maybe I'll see him more often. Maybe he's going to walk a little bit later today. This year, I don't know. He missed 21 days last year. Oh, I missed 21 days in the last month, I think. So I'm envious of his record. But, like I told him, I do what I do. And some days it does, and some days it don't. So, there we go. I do need to try to get back. The schedule has just been totally hosed since the kid got out of school. And since I didn't have to get up in the morning to take her to school, I was sleeping until 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. on the sub-zero days, I have to say, it didn't really matter. The sun got up, it was, you know, get up to 5 degrees with the sun at noon. Then it just start to chill off. Now, there was a wicked cold snap. We don't really get those here that often. And I hope that's the last of it for this year, for this season. But of course, with the solstice passed, that means we're in the real winter now, which always struck me as strange. But okay, this is the winter. Now is the winter of our discontent. Although I have to be honest, I'm not terribly discontented. I'm a little disappointed that I wasn't able to walk, that I didn't make myself put on the long johns and the thermal underwear. I have a thermal shirt, thermal pants. Should ask for ski pants. A pair of flannel-lined Carhartts or something. Anyway, I was kind of disappointed in me that I didn't go out and do it, but the reality was, I think I needed the break. I think I needed the break. And more positive news, I finished marking up owner's share yesterday. God, what a long book. And what a lot of flags there are in it. A lot of them are repetitive. A lot of them are going to be really easy because they're going to be finding replaces where I didn't spell okay. To be consistent, I need to spell it out, O-K-A-Y, not just okay. And so I found about 200 of those. And then all the other okays, and there are hundreds of okays in this book. Well, okay, not maybe that many, but quite a few. Anyway, yeah. So that's a quick find and replace. I've got a formatting error. For some reason, it took, it played games with the closing quote and put an escape slash before the comma that follows closing quotes. Not everywhere, which makes it irritating, but in just enough places to make it look like I was sloppy. And if I wasn't careful, I wouldn't have even seen it. So yeah, there's that. And I really went with a light hand on this. I didn't mess a lot with dialogue tags. I didn't mess a lot with any of the other stuff. The story as itself hasn't changed. Most of the words haven't changed. There's some corrections there. There's a couple of missed word choices. There's a lot of punctuation. So yeah, when I get back today, I'll start doing that. Guest of honor down on 23rd in Colorado Springs. We got to get the books ordered, and I'd like to make one order and have it shipped in, although perhaps there's a certain wisdom in sitting down this morning and ordering a bunch of books to have shipped in to take advantage of as much time as possible. Oh, this looks horrible. These people haven't done anything to their walks. Crap. Okay, well, I'm walking the street. Car coming. Shoot. I hope the back path is clear. Good, okay. So owner share, I've got one little piece of audio work that I've got to do for Katrina Mamer. Or I guess it's Burdette now. And I've got to get the audition tape that I haven't done yet done and handed over. It's not clear, but there have been enough feet through it that it's been packed down. Okay, well. The difficulty is that it's slippery and uncertain footing. But we'll be good here in a couple of minutes. I'll be at the monk post. And we can continue in mostly cleared sidewalks. So, yeah, Ownershare is done. My wife has read all three of the Tanith books. And except for some comma placement issues that she has with, for example, Silly Comma Old Woman. And it turns out she's not an Oxford comma person. Monk post. She doesn't like the serial comma because you don't need it. It's extra. And you only put a serial comma in when it is needed. And so you use it when you need it and you don't use it when you don't. And the problem is, I might think you don't need it, but somebody else reading it might think so. So if it's there, the ambiguity goes away. I don't have to worry about what somebody else will read to determine whether or not the sentence makes any sense. And they always use stupid examples for why it's necessary. And in most cases, it actually proves why it's not necessary. When taken from context, it's like, I'd like to thank my parents, God, and Oprah. And without the comma, the implication is that God and Oprah is parenthetical, not a list. When in fact, I'm pretty sure nobody's parents include God. And there's maybe only, I don't even know if Oprah has any kids. So, yeah, logically, it's not necessary because, logically, there is no possibility that the individual's parents are either God or Oprah. But it becomes more ambiguous when you say, I'd like to thank my parents, Frank and Marie. Now, if Frank and Marie aren't the parents, then that's a bit of a problem. And if you're not really careful, that creates a level of ambiguity that I'm not comfortable with. So anyway, yeah, she has some issues with commas. And then went and quoted me chapter and verse on why I was wrong. So I'll be going through and taking all the commas out of Silly Old Woman. I'll be leaving almost everyone else there, just because. She also said she didn't find a lot of typos. She's a typo fan. She's a typo fanatic. She's bipolar. She's really big on picking up every niggling error, even those that aren't, if they don't agree with what she thinks is an error. So yeah, I'm looking forward to those books. I'm hoping I can just zip right through them. She was suitably upset with the Easter eggs I put in it, so that was good. It's like, yeah, I know, there's things in there that have the potential to pop the reader out of the story because they're Easter eggs. The owls are not what they seem is one of those Easter eggs. And that line is in there. It's in there, and it works in the context of the story. The owls are not what they seem because the owls are like gossipy trees. So, yeah, I mean, it's a line in the story that fits in the context of the story. It's a bit random because it's Gertie Pinecrest who says it, and a lot of what she says is a bit random. Suffer my rats, for example. Couple more street crossings and I'll have this down here. So yeah, this she didn't really complain, and she didn't notice any, which meant the story was either strong enough to hide them, or I didn't make that many. which is good, which means the updates for those will be pretty quickly. I really want to get them done, get them ready to go down to Colorado Springs. But this will be the first time I'll have all six of the books available in paper at the same place at the same time. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty nifty. They're going to be spendy. The ownershare is, I think my cost for ownershare is like $15.99. But it's a 600-page book. It's a monster. A captain's chair is big enough. Captain's chair is, I don't know, 480 pages, almost 500 pages. And that's quite a thick tome. But owners, yeah, owners is too big. But, you know, I've just finished reading the whole story. I just finished reading it from back to front, from front to back. And, yeah, you know, I can see where people see this as being a troubling ending. Because I've read pretty much all the books in the last few months. And gone through and proofed them all and read them all a couple times. And I can see where people find this ending problematic. But it's only because... I think it's only because the shock of that rather fatal event carries forward so far. Because three chapters later, you know, like 10 pages later, he's talking about putting his life back together. He's talking about doing new things. He's talking about the future. He's talking about what he might do. He's talking about what could happen. So that when Christy Maloney comes to him and says, "You know, this you might want to move on because you're just going through the motions here." He's at a point where he can actually hear that and use that and not have that be something bad, something negative. Yeah, he's leaving. He's going to be leaving his ship. He's going to be leaving the company. He's going to be leaving the sector. He's going to be leaving the system, certainly, but he's going to be leaving the sector to go back to Port Newmar. And he will be meeting up with some of his old friends. So there's that part of it, which is pretty cool, I think it's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to this next segment in his voyage. And I'm also looking forward to the new stories told in the dark side of the deep dark. Because I've got some I think pretty cool ideas for stories that'll happen down there. Last street crossing. I'm almost back. My hips are going to talk to me all day today and probably all day tomorrow. It's okay. We'll have our quiet conversation And with any luck at all, I'll be able to walk through it tomorrow. And by the end of the week, we should be back in enough shape to make this work. And anyway, I'm here. I did it. I made it. Happy New Year. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.